and peace from God the Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God to which we direct our attention is written in the third chapter of the book of Joshua, the fifth verse. And Joshua said to the people, "Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." Nostalgia. We all know what that is. That means that the junk that you threw out of your grandmother's attic 5 years ago today is the most collectible material in the most fashionable of those seats. And you regret the day you threw it so happily away. You can have a form of religious nostalgia as well. Sometimes religious nostalgia restores our image of the past. The children of Israel had a good taste of that in the wilderness. "Oh, that we go back to Egypt," they exclaimed. And sometimes religious nostalgia can restore our view of our own present. "Oh, if we only lived in Bible times. If we only lived in those days when God really spoke and God really acted among his people." But alas and alas, we don't live in those days, we live in ours. It seems as though the children of Israel in our text are a case of both kinds. "Oh, that we were, and oh, that we did." Joshua commanded them, "Sanctify yourselves, for the Lord will do wonders among you." And for us, we sometimes yearn for our private trespass of Egypt, or we sometimes despair that, oh, that we lived in Bible times when God acted. This word from our Lord is a word for us as well. For it is a constant reminder to us that the day is located, the God who has indeed spoken through prophets and apostles is also the Deus Lectrum, the God who speaks, and the God who indeed does wonders. It is God who does wonders among his people, but not his people who are called upon to do wonders for God. Now, grammatically, you don't have any problems getting that out of this word from Joshua. There's no other way you can construct this but the Lord doing the wonder. And yet it is very difficult to translate that plain grammar into the flesh and blood of our living. Because all too often, we want to do the wonder, and we just hope God notices how wonderful we are in our doing of them. "Get right with God," the sign on the highway says, and he says, "We've already done that. Be what God has called you to be, and bloom where you are planted," and he says, "We are, and we're blooming. Do the good work God has commanded you to do," and our pride says, "Oh, this have I done from my youth up, let so let I yet." And he uses his God's judgment on every aspect of our wonder doing. It's plain, and it's much more blunt than any report that ever comes out of my office. "All equals children. All righteousness is children well. None that does good, not well. But Jesus, for God in Jesus Christ, does wonders among his people. When we were without strength, Christ died for the ungodly. When we were dead in trespasses and sins, God made us alive again in Jesus Christ. When we were strangers and foreigners, God made us his people and fellow citizens with the saints. When we were estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, Christ reconciled us in his body of flesh by his death. And when we were under the domain of darkness, God has delivered us and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. God has done wonders for us in Jesus Christ. And he still does. Sanctify yourselves, for the Lord will do wonders among his people. You and I are called to life in Jesus Christ. But it is a life to be lived in service. You and I are also called to sanctify ourselves, for the Lord will do wonders. Now that is plainly perfect language. Yes, it is perfect language addressed to a people who have been called and been sanctified and been commissioned to be God's people. We would say the church, God's own people, sanctify yourself. That means by doing the things God enjoins us to do, we are to get ready in every respect for his service. And is it too far fetched to suggest that precisely what has been going on this campus in 2 hot months of St. Louis weather has had something to do with the Hittite of Shabbat, that we have been doing just that, sanctifying ourselves by study and prayer and meditation and worship, so that we might be equipped better to serve God and his people, because we may fully accept and we are confident that God does indeed do wonders with and through his people. And wonders he does. We stand at the baptismal font, and in obedience to his command and trusting in his promise, we pour water over someone in the name of the Trinity, and God does his miracle of rebirth. We pronounce holy absolution to the penitent and such sinner, and God lifts the burden and cleanses his conscience and sends him back to live for him. We seek God's word of grace and forgiveness and power, and people are comforted and consoled and strengthened and amazing to go back into the world and to live a life of faith. We celebrate the sacrament of the altar, and God hungry our soul, and the thirsty are nourished, and the weak are strengthened, and we are all preserved in faith, the life everlasting. We stand at a grave, and the message we have brings joy to the powerful, consolation to the despondent, and hope to the believing, because it is anchored in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And God does wonders. Nostalgia to Negro. The God who has spoken will speak and does his wonders. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.